From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Joel Geisler.
Hi, everyone. Today's question, should I check the social media posts of job candidates? Well, it's customary for job applicants to be required to supply a resume, references, and in some occupations, examples of their previous work. But when social media became a part of our lives, some employers asked for more. They demanded the passwords to the applicant's social media sites. Now, when stories about that surfaced, several states in the United States, beginning with Maryland in 2012, started to make that practice illegal. But it's not universal. Laws vary from state to state. But whether or not that's legal, is it necessary? And is it right? The Electronic Frontier Foundation, which describes itself as the leading nonprofit agency defending civil liberties in the digital world, states on its website that it does not demand social media passwords for its job candidates. And let me read to you from the EFF site. They write, "Broadly speaking, an individual should not have to open up their online private lives to get or keep a job. Not only is it an invasion of the job seeker's privacy, but such practices expose personal information belonging to friends and family members who thought they were communicating privately within a closed network." Again, that was from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. But all of that speaks to password-protected social media sites. What about just going online and surfing, you know, Googling somebody? Who's doing that? Well, a study published in January of 2016 by the Society for Human Resource Management, known as SHRM for short, SHRM reported that in 2015, 43% of employers they surveyed said they did do a search of public social media sites to find out more about job candidates. And that 43% number is up from 33% the year prior. They say the main reason they were doing this was to get more information than they could get on a resume or a cover letter, and to verify what was on those application materials. But 41% of them also noted that candidates had already told them about their social media sites, including that on their resumes. But listen to this. Over a third of those employers who responded to the survey said that they had dumped or dropped a candidate because of information they found. It was usually related to illegal activity or some big discrepancy between the application materials and what was discovered on social media. The employer site Career Builder also did a similar survey a year earlier and found the main reasons for disqualifying candidates after a search on social media were provocative photos or information regarding drinking or drugs, bad-mouthing previous employers, poor communication skills, and hate speech. So if you could learn information like that just by searching the web, no password needed, couldn't that help inform your hiring decision? It could be, provided it's accurate, provided you verify it. The other thing to remember is the time to check social media isn't early in the process of hiring. It should be late in the process. Why is that? Because as an employer, you are prohibited by federal law from asking certain questions that are considered discriminatory. We protect people in our country against hiring discrimination based on race, sex, color, religion, national origin. People over 40 are a protected class, and in several states, not all, but several, sexual orientation cannot be the basis for a hiring discrimination. If you do that search early in the process, you may find many things, including these pieces of protected information. And when you decide not to hire someone, how can you prove what was the real reason you chose not to hire? The practical advice is this. If you choose to check, do it not as a preliminary screen. Do it after you've gotten to the point in the interview that you're ready to hire someone. Many employers will make those job offers contingent upon a deep reference check and a drug screen. That's the time you can also surf the web. Check the profile you find. Here's hoping it's a validation that you've chosen wisely. I'm Jill Geisler. Thanks for tuning in.